MotivationFreeForAll.com. Are you struggling? Do you have goals? Do you want to get in better shape? Firm up? Lose weight? Do you have a job or career aspiration? Do you want to move up? Are you establishing a company? You need motivation. Valuable lessons and profound philosophies from iconic writers, political luminaries, influential philosophers, and historical figures. Motivation free for all, mind, body, and spirit.
Warning. Some specific terminology may be culturally insensitive, even though the important topics discussed are still relevant. We do not censor classic literature or practical philosophy.
Clickman Digital Media, your culture's edge.
The Old Testament is a rich collection of literature that delves into the history, beliefs, and themes of ancient Israelite society. Through its diverse array of genres, including poetry, laws, creation stories, and prophecies, readers can gain a multifaceted understanding of the culture, religion, and values of the Israelites. The Book of Zephaniah, a prophetic book in the Old Testament, delivers a powerful message of judgment and hope. Zephaniah, a prophet during the reign of King Josiah of Judah, proclaims a message of impending judgment on both Judah and the surrounding nations due to their disobedience and idolatry. The book is divided into three main sections: judgment on Judah and the nations, the day of the Lord, and restoration and blessings. Zephaniah paints a vivid picture of the day of the Lord, a time of reckoning when God will execute judgment on the wicked and deliverance for the righteous. Zephaniah's prophecies emphasize the importance of repentance and turning back to God in the face of impending judgment. The prophet calls the people to seek righteousness, humility, and obedience in order to avoid the wrath of God. Despite the harsh warnings of judgment, the book also contains messages of hope and restoration. Zephaniah prophesies a future time when God will gather the remnant of his people, restore their fortunes, and dwell among them in peace and blessing. Through Zephaniah's prophecies, the reader is reminded of the faithfulness and justice of God, who holds both the power to judge and the mercy to redeem. The book of Zephaniah serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of sin, the importance of repentance, and the enduring hope of restoration for those who turn to God in faith.
Book of Zephaniah from the World English Bible. Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will utterly sweep away everything off of the surface of the earth, says Yahweh. I will sweep away man and animal. I will sweep away the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and the heaps of rubble with the wicked. I will cut off man from the surface of the earth, says Yahweh. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, the name of the idolatrous and pagan priests, those who worship the army of the sky on housetops, those who worship and swear by Yahweh and also swear by Malcolm, those who have turned back from following Yahweh, and those who haven't sought Yahweh nor inquired after him. Be silent at the presence of the Lord Yahweh, for the day of the Lord Yahweh is at hand, for Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. It will happen in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes, the king's sons, and all those who are clothed with foreign clothing. In that day I will punish all those who leap over the threshold, who fill their master's house with violence and deceit. In that day, says Yahweh, there will be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, a wailing from the second quarter, and a great crashing from the hills. Wail, you inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the people of Canaan are undone. All those who were loaded with silver are cut off. It will happen at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are settled on their dregs, who say in their heart, Yahweh will not do good, neither will he do evil. Their wealth will become a spoil, and their houses a desolation. Yes, they will build houses, but won't inhabit them. They will plant vineyards, but won't drink their wine. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near and hurries greatly, the voice of the day of Yahweh. The mighty man cries there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high battlements. I will bring distress on men, that they will walk like blind men because they have sinned against Yahweh, and their blood will be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them in the day of Yahweh's wrath. But the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make an end, yes, a terrible end, of all those who dwell in the land. End of chapter 1. Chapter 2. Gather yourselves together. Yes, gather together, you nation that has no shame, before the appointed time when the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes on you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes on you. Seek Yahweh, all you humble of the land who have kept his ordinances. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may well be that you will be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger. For Gaza will be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They will drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron will be rooted up. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of Yahweh is against you, Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, that there will be no inhabitant. The seacoast will be pastures with cottages for shepherds and folds for flocks. The coast will be the remnant of the house of Judah. They will find pasture. In the houses of Ashkelon they will lie down for the evening. For Yahweh their God will visit them and restore them. I have heard the approach of Moab and the insults of the children of Ammon with which they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, surely Moab will be as Sodom and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, a possession of nettles and salt pits and a perpetual desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them, and the survivors of my nation will inherit them. This they will have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yahweh of armies. Yahweh will be awesome to them, for he will famish all the gods of the land. Men will worship him, everyone from his place, even all the shores of the nations. You Cushites also, you will be killed by my sword. He will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like the wilderness. Herds will lie down in the midst of her, all the animals of the nations. Both the pelican and the porcupine will lodge in its capitals. Their calls will echo through the windows. Desolation will be in the thresholds, for he has laid bare the cedar beams. This is the joyous city that lived carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How she will become a desolation, a place for animals to lie down in. Everyone who passes by her will hiss and shake their fists. End of chapter 2. Chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, the oppressing city. She didn't obey the voice. She didn't receive correction. She didn't trust in Yahweh. She didn't draw near to her God. Her princes in the midst of her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They leave nothing until the next day. Her prophets are arrogant and treacherous people. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Yahweh, in the midst of her, is righteous. He will do no wrong. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He doesn't fail, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are desolate. I have made their streets waste so that no one passes by. Their cities are destroyed so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, just fear me. Receive correction so that her dwelling won't be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait for me, says Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that they may all call on the name of Yahweh, to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed people, will bring my offering. In that day you will not be disappointed for all your doings, in which you have transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you your proudly exulting ones, and you will no more be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will take refuge in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel will not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they will feed and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter of Zion, shout, Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh has taken away your judgments. He has thrown out your enemy. The King of Israel, Yahweh, is in the midst of you. You will not be afraid of evil anymore. In that day I will be said of Jerusalem, don't be afraid, Zion. Don't let your hands be slack. Yahweh your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one who will save you. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Those who are sad for the appointed feasts, I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. Behold, at that time I will deal with all those who afflict you, and I will save those who are lame and gather those who are driven away. I will give them praise and honor, whose shame has been in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, and at that time I will gather you, for I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh. End of the book of Zephaniah.
Thank you for listening to Motivation Free for All, Mind, Body, and Spirit. For more information, go to motivationfreeforall.com. Motivation Free for All. Mind, Body, and Spirit was created, developed, and post-produced by CJ Glickman. Music produced and composed by Olmac Music, Glickman Digital Media, Your Culture's Edge. All rights reserved.